सब कैसे कर देता है, सब से कैसे
Let's pray.
我们一同来祷告。
Oh Father, we ask you to show us how to show you the due honor.
父，我们在求你向我们启示你的荣耀。
Show us how to.Honor the Lord Jesus.
但是让我们如何来尊重我们的主
？As the hymn says, we ask you to open our eyes.
就像诗歌所说的，开我们里面的眼睛。
So we can truly see with the eyes of our heart the Lord Jesus, the beauty of Him.
就是让我们能够用心里的眼睛来看见我们主的荣美。
Because His beauty is beyond our description.
因为他的荣美实在是过于我们所能够描述的。
Oh Father, we just pray that you open our eyes as you open the eyes of the blind.
父，我们就是求你开我们的眼睛，就好像你开那个瞎子的眼睛一样。
So that we can see today how beautiful our Lord is.
就今天我们能够看见我们的主是何样的荣美。
And open our hearts so can we really see the wonderfulness in your own word.
同时开我们的眼睛，让我们看见你的话语是何等样的奇妙。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
祷告奉主的名。
Amen. This is the third time we share with you the life of Isaac.
这是我第三次要跟弟兄姊妹来分享以撒的生活。
The reason is that God wants to show us what He wants from us, what He do through our life.In these stories,
因为我们神呢，实在是愿意借着这个故事，在告诉我们他在我们生命中他要得着的。
It's not about just the life of Isaac.
不仅仅只是以撒的一生。
It is about us.
实在是关乎我们的。
So if we approach Bible correctly,
如果我们来到主的神的话语面前有正确的态度的话
，And whenever you see Isaac.
所以当你每次看见以撒
Holy Spirit will say this is speaking to you
圣灵会告诉我们说这实在是对你所说的
It's regarding your situation
实在是关乎你自己的情况
So God's word is living
神的话呢实在是活的
We thank God that God envelope his truth in the life of the life person
神呢把这一真理呢实在是包装在那个以撒的一生里头
so that we can know God's truth is living
所以我们能够认识呢神的话呢实在是活的话
God's truth burns in our heart
神的真理呢实在是在我们里面燃烧
and we can live it
我们可以呢靠着它而活
and it become a life of ours
成为我们自己的生命
so that we want to spend third time on this life of Isaac
所以我们希望能够在第三次来花时间来看以撒的一生
Life of Isaac is actually life of second generation
关于以撒的一生呢实在是说到第二代的一生
And we are all in a sense second generation
从一个角度来说的话我们每一个人都是第二代
All the truth that we know we didn't discover ourselves
所以我们知道的真理实在不是我们自己发现的
We will see from our forefathers
我们从我们的先祖们呢那里领受过来
And of course, we have young people. They are literally our second generation.
从字面上来说呢，我们这些年轻的弟兄姊妹们，这是我们的第二代。
So my prayer is that God will speak to each one of us.
我的祷告是呢，神能够向我们每一个人说话。
So we look upon the seven points in Isaac's life in chapter 26.
所以我们来看创世纪第二十六章里面这那个关于以撒的第七个七点。
And we already mentioned four points in the past.
我们呢，在以往呢，已经看到以撒的一生，说到他的四点关于他一生的。
And we'd like to share upon the following three points.
我想呢，继续跟弟兄姊妹来交通另外三点。
Let's open to the Genesis 26.
我们等呢翻开创世纪第二十六章。
And let's read some of the verses.
我们来读一些圣经。
Verse 18.
第十八节。
And Isaac dug again the wells of water that they had dug in the days of Abraham his father, and that the Philistines had stopped after the death of Abraham, and he called their names after the names by which his father had called them.
当他父亲亚伯拉罕在世之日所挖的水井因非利士人在亚伯拉罕死后塞住了，以撒就重新挖出来，仍旧照他父亲所叫的叫那些井的名字。
And verse 23.
第二十三节。
He went up thence to Beersheba.
以撒从那里上别示巴去。
And Jehovah appeared to him the same night, and said, I am God of Abraham, thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee, and will bless thee, and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake.
当夜耶和华向他显现说，我是你父亲亚伯拉罕的神，不要惧怕，因为我与你同在，要赐福给你，并要为我仆人亚伯拉罕的缘故使你的后裔繁多。
And he built an altar there and called upon the name of Jehovah, and he pitched his tent there, and there Isaac's servants dug a well.
以撒就在那里筑了一座坛，求告耶和华的名，并且支搭帐篷，他的仆人便在那里挖了一口井。
And Abimelech and Ahijah his friend and Phicol the captain of the host went to him from Gilgal.
亚比米勒同他的朋友亚户撒和他的军长菲各从基拉尔来见以撒。
And Isaac said to them, Why are you come to me, seeing ye hate me and have driven me away from you?
以撒对他们说，你们既然恨我打发我走了，为什么到我这里来呢？
And they said, We saw certainly that Jehovah is with thee. And they said, Let there be then an oath between us and thee, and let us make a covenant with thee.
他们说，我们明明的看见耶和华与你同在，便说不如我们两下彼此起誓，彼此立约。
That thou wilt do us no wrong, as we have not touched thee, as We have done to thee nothing but good, and have let thee go in peace, and thou art now blessed of Jehovah.
使你不害怕我们，正如我们未曾害你，一味的厚待你，并且打发你平平安安的走，你是蒙耶和华赐福的了。
And he made them a feast, and they ate and drank.
以撒就为他们设摆筵席，他们便吃了喝了。
And they rose early in the morning and swore one to another. And Isaac sent them away, and they departed from him in peace.
他们清早起来彼此起誓，以撒打发他们走，他们就平平安安的离开他走了。
And they came to pass the same day, the Isaac's servants came and told him concerning the well that they have dug, and said to him, We have found water.
那一天以撒的仆人来将挖井的事告诉他说，我们得了水了。
And he called it Sheba. Therefore the name of the city is Beersheba to this day.
他就给那井起名叫示巴，因此那城叫做别示巴直到今日。
And let's turn to Genesis 21.
我们呢翻到创世纪第二十一章。
23 to 24.
二十三到二十四节。
24 to 24. And it came to pass at that time that Abimelech and Phicol, the captain of the host, spoke to Abraham, saying, God is with thee in all that thou doest.
当那时候，亚比米勒同他军长菲各对亚伯拉罕说，凡你所行的事，都有神的保佑。
And now swear to me here by God that thou wilt not deal deceitfully with me, nor with my son, nor with my grandson, according to the kindness that I have done to thee, thou shalt do to me, and to the land in which thou sojournest.
我愿你如今在这里指着神对我起誓，不要欺负我与我的儿子，并我的子孙。我怎样厚待了你，你也要照样厚待我，与你所寄居的这地的民。
And Abraham said, I will swear.
亚伯拉罕说，我情愿起誓。
And let's drop down to verse 31.
我们再看31节。
Therefore he called the place Beersheba, because there they have sworn, both of them.
所以他给那地方起名叫别示巴，因为他们二人在那里起了誓。
And they made a covenant at Beersheba, and Abimelech rose up and picked out the captain of his host, returned into the land of Philistines.And Abraham planted the tamarisk in Beersheba and called there on the name of Jehovah, the eternal God.
他们在别示巴立了约，亚比米勒就同他军长菲各起身回腓力士地去。亚伯拉罕在别示巴栽上一棵垂丝柳树，又在那里求告耶和华永生神的名。
The one of the characteristics of Isaac is this.
以撒的一个特性呢，是这样子。
If you read the Bible, he follows the exact footsteps of Abraham.
如果我们来读圣经的话呢，你发觉呢，他紧紧的跟他父亲的脚踪行。
And whatever God has dealt with Abraham, God wants to deal with the same thing with Isaac.
一切的事情，神跟像亚伯拉罕所做的，他要在以撒身上也做。
And of course, Bible does not use the term footsteps.
当然呢，圣经上并没有 说到他的脚踪啊。
But Bible uses the term wells.
但是呢，圣经上用到的是那个意思，
紧了。So in the verse 18, chapter 26, it says, Isaac dug the wells that his father dug.
所以呢，在二十六章的第十八节以上呢，他挖的井是他父亲所挖过的井。
And you know, today's people they like to.Invent the new things.
今天呢，人呢喜欢呢发明一些新的事。
And in terms of working with the Lord, they want to invent the new things as well.
当他们愿意来跟随主的时候呢，他们要发明一些新的方法来跟随主。
But that's not in my Bible.
但是呢，圣经上并没有这样的告诉我们。
And in Jeremiah 6:16, it says, "Stand in the ways."
在耶利米书第六章十六节。
It says, stand in the ways and look. And ask for the ancient path.
他说呢，你们当在路上查看，访问那个古道。
And stay in there, and you'll find rest for your soul.
那是善道呢，便行在其间，这样你们心里必得安息。
And God says, the good way is ancient path.
神说呢，那个善道呢，是古道。
And this we can see exactly in Isaac's life.
我们在以撒的一生呢，就能够看见这件事。
God is leading him to walk exactly the same path as his father.
那个神呢，在他身上所一生所带领的，就像他父亲上所带领的一样。
So today we're going to see the fifth point of Isaac's life.
所以呢，我们今天要来看呢，在以撒身上的第五个点。
That is the second appearance of the Lord to Isaac.
就是呢，神呢第二次向以撒显现。
We know that before this, that Isaac had some difficulties.
在我们知道在这之前呢，以撒碰到一些问题，一些难处。
And he dug the well his father dug before.
他那个挖他父亲曾经挖过的井。
Philistines came and took them over.
那么腓力士人来呢，就把他们都抢去了。
And so Isaac deal with them like a Christian.
以撒呢像个基督徒一样的呢，对，跟他们相交。
He didn't fight with them.
他们呢，他并没有跟他们相争。
It's like the Lord Jesus said, if someone came and take your outer garment.
就好像我们的主说的，如果人来把你的外衣拿去。
And well, you give him your inner garment as well.
把那个里衣也给他。
So Isaac actually, when they came and took the well that he dug,
所以当人来把以撒他所挖的那个井拿去的时候
，he just let them have it.
就让他们拿去了。
And he went to another place.
他就到 另外一个地方去。
Dug another well that his father dug.
他挖的另外一口井呢，是他父亲曾经挖过的。
And called it the same name.
就称他同样的名字。
And Philistine came and took it over again.
那么腓力斯人来呢，再把它拿去了。
And then the third time.
第三次的时候。
He dug the well.
他再挖一次井。
Philistines didn't contend with him for that well.
腓力斯人这次不来跟他争竞了。
He said, finally, God gave me a broad way.
所以呢，他说这终于呢，神给我一个宽阔之地。
They didn't come to contend with me again.
他们不再跟我争竞了。
But nonetheless, there's a difficulty there.
但是呢，这里有一些困难。
There's opposition.
那有一些那个什么反对的。
And we see that the way he called those wells, that we can show that his heart.
我们。从他称这些井的名字呢，我们看见他的心是什么样子。
He called first one contention.
他称第一个井呢是争竞。
He called the second well enemy.
第二个井呢，他称他为是敌人。
So in his life, first time, he really need to deal with enemies.
所以呢，在他的一生当中呢，他第一次他实在是跟仇敌相交啊。
So after he dug the third well, he decided to leave that place.
所以当他挖了第三口井之后呢，他决定离开那个地方。
So we mentioned before is that God allowed conflict difficulty in our life.
所以我们以前说过呢，神是在允许一些难处临到我们身上。
And to help us grow in the Lord.
是帮助我们能够在主里面能够成长。
To gain this first hand knowledge of the Lord.
让我们能够真是有那个第一手的经历在主里头。
And so that in this in today we saw that Lord appeared to him.
所以呢，今天我们看见了神呢向他显现。
In the same night，
在同一天的晚上。
When Isaac need the Lord most，
当以撒呢最需要主的时候。
When Isaac need encouraging from the Lord most，
当以撒呢最需要神的时候，向他鼓励的时候。
It's like a parents like to prepare everything for our children.
就好像父母，我们实在是愿意预备所有的给我们的儿女。
So that our children will not go through difficulties.
所以我们的儿女呢，不需要经过一些难处。
But sometimes we also know.
但是呢，我们有时候也知道。
That in order for our children to grow, they have to go through difficulties.
所以如果我们的儿女们要能够成长的话呢，他们必须经过一些很难处。
When Isaac, God allowed Isaac to go through these difficulties with the Philistines.
所以当神呢允许以撒呢经过这些腓力斯人给他难处的时候。
And God knows that it is good for Isaac.
神知道呢这对的以撒是好处的。
So his knowledge of him,It's not based on his father's Abraham's knowledge.
所以呢，他对于神的那个认识呢，不是仅仅是他父亲所认识的。
It's from his first hand.
而是呢，他第一手的经历。
He experienced the Lord himself.
他呢自己亲自来经历。
He need to call on the Lord for help himself.
他必须自己的来求告主的名。
And all this time, seemingly, Lord is not there.
在这里呢，在这些时候里，好像神不在那里。
When he encountered contentions with the Philistines,
当他那个遇到从腓力斯人来的难处的时候呢
，It seems like the Lord was not there.
那好像呢神不在那儿。
But Lord was there.
但是主呢实在在那里。
He just didn't reveal himself to him.
只是呢他并没有把他自己的启示给他看。
But Lord was there.
但是呢主在那里。
So it's like a lot of parents.
就好像呢许多的父母一样。
When the children are small, they are babies.
当孩子们还小，还是个婴孩的时候。
Parents have to take them to have a vaccine shot.
那父母呢，必须带他们去打预防注射。
And sometimes is we all know baby cries.
我们知道很多时候啊，这个婴孩们就哭了。
And you know, sometimes it actually touches parents' heart.
在那个时候呢，我想现在是碰到摸着了那个父母的心了。
I know my wife. When we first born, was you know first born child.
我知道我的太太刚我们生第一个孩子的时候。
And took her to a vaccine shop.
把她的那个拿去带她去。
She was a premature, so it's very tiny. It's not much flesh on the bone.
她呢有点早熟呢，所以她是那个非常小。
So when doctor gave shot, I think my wife wished that needle will pull through her skin instead of a baby's.
所以当我太太带她去给医生这个注射的时候，她实在是巴不得那个针呢是扎到她自己的身上。
Because we know that this is a necessary pain that baby had to endure.
这实在是呢，这些婴孩呢，他必须忍受的一些痛苦。
So God is like that also.
神也是如此。
Sometimes God knows that we have to go through difficulties and sufferings in order for us to grow.
所以呢，神有的时候呢，知道我们必须经过这些苦难，然后让我们成长。
In order for us to grow stronger.
让我们能够越长越强壮。
And in order to have protection.
所以呢，我们能够得到保护。
And so God is always there when we suffer.
当我们受苦的时候，神永远都是在那里的。
It's like a mother holding the baby when they're taking the vaccine shot. The mother is right there holding their baby. Their baby is in their arms.
就好像那个一个母亲呢，把这个婴孩带去打针的时候呢，那个婴孩呢一直都在母亲的怀里的。
And it's close to their heart.
是非常接近他的里头的心的。
But Lord is there.
所以呢。
It's like Isaiah said, told us.
就好像那个以赛亚告诉我们的是的。
Isaiah 43:2 it says.
就好像以赛亚书43章2节这么说的。
It says, when you pass through waters,
当你从水中经过的时候,
I'll be with you.
我必与你同在。
So that when you pass through many rivers,
当你淌过江河的时候,
you will not be overwhelmed.
水呢必不漫过你。
When you pass through fire,
当你从火中行过呢,
the flame will not burn you.
也不会被火烧着火焰。
I'm there with you.
因为呢，我呢是与你同在。
So all suffering that we go through, God is right there.
所有的那些难处呢，我们所经历的神都在那里。
But He didn't reveal Himself to us.
但是神呢，并没有把他自己呢显现给我们看。
Because God chose His right time. To reveal to us.
是因为神呢，他自己选择那个适当的时候呢，把他自己启示给我们。
So in verse 23, it says, in the same night.
所以呢，在第23节，他说呢，在同一天晚上。
When I just feel like, there's no place for me to stay.
就好像那个以撒那时候，他感觉到这里没有我立足之地了。
He didn't feel secure in that place.
在那里他一点安全感都没有了。
He had to move on.
他必须呢离开那里。
So he went to a place called Beersheba.
所以他搬到一个地方呢，叫做别士巴。
And those of us we know that when God wants to when God promises something.
我们很多许多人都晓得，当神他应许我们的时候。
To give us a commandment to keep.
当我们给我们一些诫命，叫我们能够遵守的时候。
As the Lord did to Isaac.
就好像神。 那个在以撒身上做的。
God asked him to stay where he was.
神呢要求他能够留在原地。
God asked him not to go down to Egypt.
神呢要他不要离开那里，到埃及去。
When there was great famine in the land.
当那地有一个很大的饥荒的时候。
God said, I'll bless you.
我会祝福你的。
And this is the land I'm going to give you.
这是这块地呢，我要赐给你的。
Though you have famine now.
虽然你现在有饥荒了。
And you have a great responsibility for your family, for your household.
对你的全家，对你的所有的家里所有的人，你必须有责任。
And there are hundreds of servants that he had, and there are thousands of livestock that he had to have to feed them.
他呢有许许多多的仆人，有许许多的那个牛群、羊群，他必须能够喂养他们的。
And God says, even though here you have famine, don't go down to the Egypt.
神对他说呢，虽然你这里有饥荒了，但是不要下到埃及去。
I'll bless you.
我要祝福你。
And you know that Isaac obeyed God's command.
你知道以撒呢，他就遵守了神的命令。
But obeying God's command doesn't mean that everything gonna be smooth.
但是呢，遵守神的诫命，并不表示说一切事情都会难处都会过去了。
He suffered this opposition from Philistines.
他呢，在那个时候呢，他忍受这个菲利士人呢对他的一些挫待。
So his heart began to be weakened.
所以呢，他的心呢就开始变得软弱了。
So he moved from that place.
所以他从那个地方离开了。
And the same night.
但是同一天晚上。
God appeared to him second time.
神呢第二次向他显现。
You know how many times God appeared to Solomon?
你知道神几次向所罗门显现吗？
In all his life, King Solomon, glorious king.
这位所罗门王，这位荣耀的王。
The smartest person in the whole world.
在这个世界上是这个最聪明的人。
How many times did Lord appear to Solomon?
神呢有几次向所罗门显现了？
During all his lifetime.
在他整个人生里头。
Anybody?
有没有任何？
Take a guess.
猜一猜。
One? No, once? No. That's not right. That's a good guess, but that's not. In all his lifetime, God appeared to him twice.
在他一生里头呢, 神两次向他显现。
So in the Bible, when he disobeyed, rebelled the Lord.
所以呢, 当, 圣经上说到他, 被逆神的时候,
God has this phrase in the Bible.
那个在圣经里面有这么一段话,
he rebelled the Lord who appeared to him twice.
他呢, 违背那两次向他显现的主。
And Lord second time appeared to Isaac.
主呢第二次向以撒显现。
And it's when he need the Lord most.
当这是当他最需要主的时候。
And God said, "Fear not."
神他说呢不要害怕。
Obviously, Isaac began to fear.
很显然的，以撒这时候开始害怕了。
God want me to stay here.
神要我留在这儿。
But Philistines.
但是呢，菲利士人呢，他给我呢许多的难处。
They become my enemies.
他们成为我的敌人了。
They take away the wells.
他把我的那个井挖的井的都拿走了。
See, he said he has fear in his heart.
所以在他的心里头呢，是他有的惧怕。Isn't
the same to us with as well?
在我们身上不是同样的情形吗？
When we follow the Lord.
当我们跟随主的时候。
When we obey the Lord.
当我们遵守主的话。
Maybe a wife or trying hard to obey their husband.
也许是夫妻，一个妻子呢，是非常努力的要顺服她的丈夫。
Instead of your husband getting better.
这个与其呢，你的丈夫变好了。
He gave you a more hard time.
他的丈夫变坏了，会给你更多的难处。
So your heart become weakened.
所以你的心呢，就开始软弱了。
And sometimes we face a similar situation in our life.
有的时候呢，在我们生命里头啊，是面对同样的情形。
God, I have this unreasonable boss.
神啊，我这有这个这么不讲理的那个老板。And
for your name's sake, I stayed.
为了你的名的缘故呢，我留下来。But
he didn't get better.
但是呢，他并没有改好啊。He
became harsher.
他呢，变得更难处了。More
unreasonable.
更不讲理了。So
we become discouraged.
所以呢，我们就开始呢，受到搅扰了。
Oh, God knows His lifetime to reveal Himself to us.
神呢，实在是知道什么是最好的时候呢，把向我们显现他的。Not
only He is with us all the time.
不仅仅他在一切的时候，他都与我们同在。But
He will reveal to us.
但是呢，他还要把他自己显现给我们。He
will speak to us when you read the Bible.
当我们来读主的话的时候，他会向我们显现。And
He will speak to you when you pray.
当我们祷告的时候，他会向我们显现。
You know, once I just got off school and I found a job.
当我刚刚从学校毕业的时候，我找了个工作。And
I worked very hard at my job.
我非常的努力在我工作上。And
to a point that I think, well, we have to work very hard to hold on to the job and work day and night. How can we serve the Lord?
我甚至到一个时候呢，我曾经说，如果我要这么样子的努力来保住我的饭碗，然后从早到晚在那里工作的话，我如何来服侍我的主呢？
How can God require us to serve the Lord when we are so busy at work?
当我们在工作上这么样子的繁忙的时候呢，主他怎么来要求我来服侍他呢？
And so not only I feel the pressure at work.
所以不但是我在工作上的遇见那些压力。
But in my heart I have this question.
同时呢，在我的心里头呢，我有这样的疑问。
But one day thank the Lord.
有一天感谢主，有一天主。
I was driving home.
当我开车回家的时候。
And after work.
下了班了。
I was so tired.
我是如此的疲倦。
At that time I live in Edison.
那时候呢，我住在Edison。
I came off Parkway.
从 Parkway 下来了。
And this road split, you can turn left and turn right.
是那个路呢分叉了，你可以向左转或向右转。
Turn right to my apartment in the hilltop.
向右转呢就可以到我所住的那个公寓里头。
Turn left, there's a prayer meeting at church.
向左转的话呢，就在教会里头有一个祷告会。
So I said, Lord, what I'm gonna do? Today,
说主啊，我今天该怎么办呢？做什么呢？When I'm
at that crossroad again,
当我到那个十字路口的时候，
I said, Lord, give me strength. I don't think about it now, but when I get to that crossroad, you ask me, you tell me what to do.
我不希望你现在告诉我怎么做。当我到了那个这个路口的时候，你告诉我怎么该怎么做。
But thank God that that night I turned left.
感谢主，那天晚上呢，我向左转了。
And I went to church for prayer meeting.
我到了教会里头啊，在参加祷告会。
And that prayer meeting, thank Lord.
在感谢主，我在那个祷告会的时候
，God gave me answer to that question。
神呢，他对我的那个问题，他给我的解答。
A brother prayed from the scripture。
一个弟兄呢，他从圣经里面圣经的话来祷告。
The Israelites asked the Lord。
以色列人问主说
，How do we do the works of God？
我们如何来做主的工呢
？And Lord Jesus replied。
那个主呢，他那个回答了。
Believe on the one who has sent, who was sent, is the work of the Lord.
信神所差来的呢，就是做他的工。
And I was thinking about in my heart, how can I serve the Lord?
那我那时候正是在我心里头呢，在问说我如何来服侍我的主呢
？But at that the prayer meeting,
在那个祷告会的时候
，God revealed to me.
神想把他自己向我显现。
Through His word,
借着他的话。
From then on,
从那个时候开始呢。
I always go to prayer meeting.
我总是去参加祷告。
I always find strength to serve the Lord.
我总是能够找到从里面找到力量来服侍我的主。
Because it takes our faith.
实在呢，是我们需要有信心啊。
And God will take care of everything else.
那么神呢，负责一切其他的。
And Lord knows when to speak to us.
我们的主呢，知道什么时候向我们说话。
And sometimes we fear we're losing friends if we continue with the Lord in this path.
我们有时候觉得呢，在如果我继续在这条主的道路上走的话呢，我会失去很多的朋友的。
Maybe I'm the only one going to be left here in the Israel.
说不定呢，我是唯一一个人会留在以色列的。
But Lord says, fear not.
主说呢，不要惧怕。
To be faithful to the commandment.
向着主的话呢，要忠心。
Because Isaac got revelation from the Lord.
因为呢，以撒呢，因为以撒从主那里呢得着他的启示。
But not his friends.
不是从他的朋友那里来的。
But not his friends. His friends did not receive the revelation from the Lord.
这并不是他的朋友并没有从主那里领受启示。
So God asked Isaac to stay with him on this course.
神呢，在这个时候呢，要求以撒留在那里。
So it's very precious for this experience that Isaac had.
所以呢，以撒这个经历呢，实在是非常的宝贵的。
That God appeared to him second time.
神呢，第二次向他显现。
At first time when God appeared to us.
所以当神第一次向我们显现的时候。
It's usually to reveal a truth to us.
通常呢是神把他的真理向我们启示。
Or give us a promise.
所以或者是呢给我们一些应许。
A second time when God appeared to us.
所以当神第二次向我们显现的时候
，most likely is about encouragement.
通常呢是来鼓励我们
，to reassure us.
当再一次向我们保证
，to reaffirm us.
再一次呢向我们有确定
，to encourage us to stay in the course.
在那个鼓励我们呢能够在这条路上奔跑。
He knows the hard time we're facing.
然后他知道我们所面临的一切的难处。
Thank Lord.
感谢主。
So he had this fifth experience, that is, Lord appeared to him second time.
所以感谢主呢，他有这个他第二次神向他显现的这个信心的经历。
You know how many times Lord appeared to Abraham?
你知道神几次向亚伯拉罕启示那个启示
？All his lifetime.
当他整个一生里头。
How many times Lord will appear to Abraham?
神有几次向亚伯拉罕显现
？Anybody?Want to guess?
有没有要猜一猜呢
？It's seven times.
一共七次。
So God appeared to Abraham seven times.
神呢向亚伯拉罕启示的显现了七次。
And God appeared to Isaac, so he can know the Lord firsthand.
同样的呢，神也亲自向以撒显现，所以他能够第一手经历主。
And let's look at his first experience, sixth experience.
然后我们再来看看他第六个经历。
After God, Lord appeared to him second time.
当神第二次向他显现之后。
Now he built an altar.
他开始筑坛了。
What do you mean by building the altar?
筑坛是什么意思呢？
This is first altar Isaac built himself.
这是那个以撒他筑的第一座坛。
You know, his father built altars.
你知道他的父亲呢筑了许多坛。
You know how many altars that Abraham built?
你知不知道亚伯拉罕他筑了几座坛呢？
How many altars did Abraham build?
亚伯拉罕他筑了几座坛呢？
Five? Abraham built four altars.
亚伯拉罕呢他筑了四座坛。
First one is when he first came to the Canaan, the promised land, he built in Shechem.
在第一座坛呢是神的，当亚伯拉罕初到了迦南地的时候，他筑的第一座坛是在示剑筑的那座坛。
Second altar he built between Ai and Bethel.
第二座坛呢是他是在爱和别示巴之间他筑的一座坛。
Third altar he built is at Hebron.
第三座坛呢是他在希伯伦呢他筑了一座坛。
And the fourth altar he built on the Mount Moriah.
第四座坛呢，它是在摩利亚山上面所设。
Where he offered Isaac as a burnt offering.
在那里呢，他要献以撒呢为燔祭。
And so Lord, Isaac need to build altar to the Lord himself out of his own experience.
所以呢，以撒呢他自己呢必须有这样的经历，他自己来为了神呢筑坛。
What does it mean by the altar?
那么坛是什么意思呢？
Altar first means is public testimony.
坛的第一个意义呢是公开的见证。
It's make announcement that from now on, Jehovah God is my God.
从那里呢，我们宣告说，从今天开始，耶和华神是我的神。
I don't belong to anybody else.
我不再属于任何人了。
Now belong to the Lord.
只是单单属于我的主。
And brothers and sisters, we know that we need to have this altar.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道我们实在是需要这样的坛。
We need to build altar at our homes.
我们需要在我们家中筑坛。
We know that how Isaac built the altar, he learned from his father.
你知道以撒呢，他怎么样筑坛呢？他是从他父亲那里学来的。
He learned from Abraham.
他从亚伯拉罕那里学来的。
So we need to have a family altar. You know, this altar at this time is whole all about family.
所以呢，在这里啊，说到那个坛呢，是在家里的祭坛。
It is proclaim not only myself but all my family will worship this true living God.
所以呢，在这里我们宣告一件事情，不但是我自己，而且我全家都来侍奉耶和华。
We need to in our family to establish that, so both ourselves and children know whom we worship.
在我们家中呢，我们要建立一件事情，就是到底我跟我的儿女们是敬拜谁呢
？I think if I start all over again.
如果我能够重新再来的话。
I wish that one thing I would like to do is that have the family altar that to speak every night with my children.
我呢盼望我能够在每天晚上跟我的儿女们在一起，一同有一个家庭的祭坛。
It's very very crucial.
这是非常非常的重要的。
And we need to prepare them.
我们实在是我们需要来预备他们。
To know God's way.
能够认识神的旨意。
So one day they'll build their altar to the Lord as well.
所以有一天呢，他能够为他们自己能够为主能够筑一座坛。
It's obvious Isaac learned to build altar from his father.
所以很显然的，那么以上呢，从他的父亲学到如何筑坛。
Nowadays, if I try to get my children together to pray or to do some family altar, it's a little bit hard.
然后我知道，如果现在我再把我的一家人能够聚在一起有一个家庭祭坛的话，可能有些困难。
But when your children is younger,
所以但是呢，当你的儿女们还小的时候
，and you build a family altar together, that's a great blessing.
如果能够一同来筑一个的家庭的祭坛的话呢，实在是非常大的祝福。
Of course, altar means you have to offer sacrifice.
当然，同时呢，坛也说到你必须要献祭。
And you know what kind of sacrifice they offer at the time?
你知道在那个时候呢，他们在坛上献什么呢？
We know that Moses tells us there's five different kinds of sacrifices we offer.
当时摩西告诉我们有五种不同的祭，我们可以献。
Now, You want to guess what kind of sacrifice that Abraham or Isaac they have offering?
你知道那个这五种的祭当中哪一种祭呢？是亚伯拉罕跟以撒他们所献的呢
？Is that fellowship offering or meal offering？
是关于平安祭呢？是赎祭呢
？Sin offering？
是那个赎罪祭呢
？What kind of offering that they offer？
是什么样的祭他们所献的呢
？Anyone wants give a guess？What kind of offer they offering?
有没有人愿意猜一猜他们是献什么样的祭呢
？I give a clue that it's before Moses' time, right? Moses was 400 years later.
我给你一点点那个什么暗示啊，他们是在摩西之前的，但摩西是400年之后才来的。
At that time, they offering the burnt offering.
在那个时候呢，他们献的是燔祭。
Burnt offering is the oldest offering.
所以燔祭呢是一个最古老的祭。
And Job, you know, in the Job chapter one, it says.
你知道在约伯记里面呢，他的约伯记第一章这么说。
When his children had party.
当他们的儿女们一同有宴乐的时候。
Next day, Job took his children and offered to the Lord.
第二天呢，约伯呢就把他们的儿女们带到主的面前为主献祭。
Because he was afraid that during the party time that his children sinned.
他是害怕呢，在他们儿女们宴乐的时候呢，他们犯罪。
So whenever our children go to some party.
所以当我们的儿女们去参加一些那个舞会的时候。
Or any Christian, you know, even Christian children gathering together.
甚至呢，一些基督徒的那个他儿女们能够聚在一起的时候
we should really pray for them.
我们实在是需要为他们祷告
Afterwards,
他们之后
we should pray, we bring them to pray to the Lord to cleanse them.
我们呢那个带他们到主的 面前呢为他们祷告求神洁净他们
So that the offering that they offer as they offer is burnt offering.
所以呢以撒所献的祭呢是燔祭
That means everything that we have.
就是说到我们一切所有的
Everything we have is Lord's.
一切所有的呢都是属于主的。
It's our money.
包括我们的金钱。
Our health.
我们的身体。
Our energy.
我们的那些一些的精力。
And our children.
我们的儿女们。
Everything is Lord's.
一切都是属于主的。
Lord loaned our health to us.
主呢，神呢把我们的健康借给我们。
So that we can be a good steward.
所以我们可以成为一个好的仆人。
Lord loaned money to us.
神把钱借给我们。
So that we can become a good steward.
所以呢，我们成为一个好的仆管家。
Lord loaned our talent to us.
神呢把那个一些恩赐赐给我们。
And also Lord loaned our house to us.
同时呢，神呢把那个房子借给我们。
You know, just I heard a testimony from a sister.
我从一个姊妹呢那里听到一个见证。
So there was a assembly somewhere in New York or in this area.
在这附近呢有一个聚会。
The brown sister, if they went on vacation.
当弟兄姊妹他们去度假的时候。
They will leave their key to other brown sister.
他们会把那个钥匙呢摆在其他弟兄姊妹们那里。
Not to take a mail for them and put in their house.
不仅仅是把他们把一些那个信件呢，把它拿出来放到家里头。
It's because the other brown sisters still can use their house for meetings.
而是因为呢，其他弟兄姊妹们呢可以继续使用他们的房子来聚会。
So that when they will go on vacation, they will leave the key house to other brothers.
所以呢，当他们去度假的时候，他会把这房子的钥匙呢摆在其他弟兄姊妹那里。
So other brothers can still meet at his house to have a meeting.
所以呢，其他弟兄姊妹呢能够继续用他们的家呢来有聚会。
So this is the burnt offering stands for.
这就是呢燔祭所代表的意思。
This is what altar means.
这就是。坛的意思。
Everything we have is Lord.
一切我们所有的属于神的。
So I advise you that, you know, when we tithe even.
所以我来建议弟兄姊妹，就算是我们做十一奉献的时候。
It is based on the acknowledgement that all of what I have is all Lord's.
是根据一个认识呢，是我们一切所有的都是属于神的。
No matter how many bank accounts you have, all Lord's.
不管呢你有多少个银行的账户呢，所有都是属于主的。
Based on this knowledge, we tithe, we offer to the Lord.
在这个 的认识上的根基上面呢，我们来十一奉献。
If you do not know this truth,
如果你不认识这个真理的话
，you don't have a foundation.
如果你没有这个根基的话，你就没有那个十一奉献的根基。
You thought tithing is nothing but donation.
啊，你看呢，这个十一奉献好像是一个捐款似的。
It just donate to any other non-profit organization.
就好像那个捐给任何那个非盈利机构似的。
Now it is tithing actually is based on true knowledge, true experience of the Lord that everything that I have is Lord's.
实在呢，十一奉献呢是根据在一个认识上，就是我一切我所有的都是属于主的。
So when you start tithing,
所以当你十一奉献的时候
，it challenges our faith.
它实在是向我们的信心挑战。
I'm very happy that I leave that to my wife.
哦，我感谢主啊！我让这件事情交给我的姊妹做。
Whenever you write a check，
当你那个写你的支票的时候
，you have to ask yourself，
你必须要问你自己
，how much，
放多少
？That's the lesson challenge of your faith。
这实在是一种来向我们信心挑战的功课。
Do I truly believe？
我是否真正的相信
？All I have is Lord's。
我一切所有的都是属于主的。
And the young people as well。
年轻人也是一样。
You cannot feel on。Parents tithing.
你不能够就是靠着你父母的那个十一奉献。
You should start tithe yourself.
你必须呢你自己开始有十一奉献。
Maybe $5, $10.
也许五块钱十块钱。
Some of the young people they have in their pocket more than I have.
有些年轻人呢他在口袋里面的钱可能比我的钱还多。
We have to learn tithing ourselves.
我们实在是必须要学。自己来十一奉献。
To learn the Lord is gracious firsthand.
我们能够第一手来经历、知道、认识神是他可贵的、宝贝的。
Before we can live under the faith of parents.
我们呢，不仅仅是活在父母他们的信心的底下。
Now it's time for us to live based on our own faith to the Lord.
那现在呢，我必须根据我对于神自己的信心呢，在主面前活着。
So another practical way is that altar means that we start to live a normal church life.
另外一个神实际上的那个经历呢是说，谈的是说到我们开始有一个正常的那个聚会生活。
You know, in the Romans 12, we talk about offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
我们在罗马书第十二章他说呢，把我们自己献上当作活祭。
People forget immediately what follows is about the church life.
常常我们人会忘记呢，在那个经节之后呢，一看继续下面就说到聚会的生活。
You offer yourself, so you start to use your time, money, and energy to serve the Lord, serve brothers and sisters in the church.
你把自己献上呢，就是把你自己所有的恩赐、的时间、的金钱，开始服侍教会的服侍弟兄姊妹们。
To be accountable.To brothers and sisters in the local assembly.
弟兄姊妹们能够信靠你。
That's the way to show us that we offer ourselves to the Lord.
这就是我们如何来显出我们是把自己献给主。
As a burnt offering.
好像那个燔祭一样。
And the first part is this. I mean the seventh point that.God wants Isaac to learn is this.
那么，神要以撒他所要学的第七个功课呢是这样子。
Is the place of covenant.
是呢，是那个约盟约。
We know that even though God promised him this land.
虽然呢，神他应许要把这块地呢赐给他。
But he had this difficulty with the Philistines.
但是呢，他对这些非利士人呢，实在给他许多难处。
So he moved away from Gilgal.
所以他从那个基拉那边离开了哈。
So went to Beersheba.
来到那别示巴。
And Lord appeared to him second time.
神呢，主第二次向他显现。
To encourage him.
来鼓励他。
To stay there.
能够留在那儿。
And There's another step God has to do to calm his heart.
神还需要做一件事情呢，让他能够心呢能够安定下来。
So he can really feel that he's secure.
所以他能够真正能够经历呢，他实在是有保障的。
So God has to lead him to that place of covenant.
所以呢，神呢必须呢带他到那个盟约之地。
So he can have a true sense of peace in his heart.
所以他能够经历呢，在他心里头经历真正的平安。
The oath is like you go to interview.
一个事呢，就好像你有天去面试了。
And an interviewer said, "You know what? You are the right candidate. I want to offer this job to you."
那人面试呢跟你说了，你实在是一个我们所要的人，我准备让你把这个工作给你了。
But you don't want to tell anybody else yet.
但是呢，你还不要跟任何人其他人讲。
Because you haven't received the letter, the promise in letter yet.
因为你还没有收到那个那封信。
You have to receive the offering letter from company that become official.
你必须呢从公司那里接到那封信呢，收到保证呢你是有这个工作。
Now you can start telling all your friends, have a party.
然后呢，你可以告诉所有你的朋友，开始有一个聚会一个 party.
Before you get that offering letter, anything subject to change.
但是你还没有收到那封信之前呢，一切的事情都有可能会改变。
It's also like a deed to your house.
就好像呢，你那个房子的契约一样。
Before you get the deed in your hand.
当你手上没有那个地契的时候
，your house is subject to change.
你的房子呢，不一定是你的。
Oh, maybe you apply to a college.
或者呢，你申请一个学校。
Well, you feel like your grade is okay, and then everything should be fine, and people maybe even promise you that you're admitted.
也许呢，你觉得你非常的不错，你成绩也很好，甚至人家也这个答应你呢，要让你能够入学。
But you need a letter in writing, admission letter from the school.
但是呢，你实在是需要收到一封信，那是入学许可。
So that God, from His mercy, He tells us this.
所以呢，神呢从他的恩典里面呢告诉我们说
，Not only he give us promise，
不但是呢他给我们应许
，Also he give us oath，
他同时呢给我们誓约
，It's like a put something in writing，
就好像呢在那个写下来似的
，So it will not change，
所以呢都不会改变。
So let's turn to a Hebrew. That's a very important verse that I'd like to share with you.
我想我们能够翻到希伯来书呢，这是非常重要的一节经文。我想跟你用什么交通？
Chapter 6,
在第六章
it says in the start from 16,
从第十六节开始
For men indeed swear by a greater, and with them an oath is a term to all dispute, as making matters sure.
人都是指着比自己大的启示，并且以启示为实据，了结各样的争论。
We're in God, willing to show more.Abundantly to the heirs of promise, the unchangeableness of his purpose intervened by an oath.
照样呢，神愿意为那承受应许的人格外显明他的旨意是不更改的，就启示为证。
And in verse 18, he says that by two unchangeable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie.
所以十八节他们这所以说，他说借这两件不更改的事，神绝不能说谎。
We might have a strong encouragement who have fled for refuge to lay hold on the hope set before us.
好像我们这逃往避难所持定摆在我们前头指望的人可以大得勉励。
God is so kind and merciful.
神是如此的有恩典的，如此的怜悯。
Even though His promise will never change.
虽然他的应许的是永远不会改变。
But He knows that our hearts still doubt.
但是他知道我们的心呢，常常还是会怀疑。
So He gave us something.Extra.
所以他给我们再给我们多一点。
He says he used oath.
所以他说呢，他用的启示。
He used that oath to let us know that his promise is unchangeable.
他用那个誓言呢，告诉我们说呢，他的应许是永远不会改变的。
So he used two unchangeable things to encourage us.
所以他用两件不能够更改的事呢，来鼓励我们。
So here we see Isaac's life.
所以呢，在这里我们看见呢，以下的是一生啊。
Not only God says, "I want to give this land to you. Stay in this land."
他不 神不仅甚至神说呢，我要把这块地给你啊，留在这块地上。
But also God made covenant with him through Philistines.
同时呢，神呢借着腓利斯人的手呢与他立约。
So Philistines came.
所以呢，腓利斯人来了。
The king and the captain of the host they came.
王呢跟那个军长来了。
They came to make covenant an oath with Isaac.
他们来呢跟以撒呢立了约。
He said, "Let's establish peace."
让我们能够彼此能够建立和平啊。
We're not going to harm you. You're not going to harm us.
我们不会害你，你也不能害我。
That's the place God wants him to be.
在那个所以在那个地方呢，是神要他待下来的。
God wants him to have the perfect sense of peace in the Lord.
神呢，要他在主里面呢有那个完全的平安。
In Abraham, they made the same covenant with Abraham.
他们呢跟亚伯拉罕呢那个立了同样的誓言。
Philistines also give trouble to Abraham.
那些腓利斯人呢同样呢那个给亚伯拉罕找了些麻烦。
In chapter 21, we saw how Abraham made a covenant with the Philistines as well.
所以在第21章的时候，我们看见了亚伯拉罕呢怎么样跟腓利斯人呢同样立的誓言。
But covenant that Abraham made with the Philistines is not enough for Isaac.
但是呢。亚伯拉罕他跟腓利斯人所立的那个誓言呢，对以撒来讲还不够。
Isaac cannot live with the covenant the Philistine made with his father.
那个以撒呢，他不能够只是紧紧的靠着他的父亲跟腓利斯人呢所立的那个誓言而已。
It's like we cannot live on Martin Luther's.Martin Luther, he found out justification by faith, and he got this rest and peace with the Lord.
就好像我们呢不能够靠着马丁路德一样呢，马丁路德他发现呢是那个是因信称义呢，因着信呢，我们在这里面，在我们里面呢有那个平安。
We have to find out ourselves.
我们呢必须自己来发掘。
We have to see God not only make covenant with our parents, but with us.
我们呢必须看见呢，我们不但是我们的神呢与我们的父母立约呢，也要与我们立约。
Not only God made covenant with the Martin Luther, but also with us.
我们要看见呢，不单是神跟马丁路德立约呢，他也与我们立约。
Not only He made covenant with Paul, but also He's making covenant with us.
我们看见呢，不单是神跟保罗立约呢，他也与我们立约。
Because covenant that Abraham had with the Philistine.Is not enough to give Isaac peace in heart.
因为呢，亚伯拉罕跟腓利斯人他所立的约呢，那个不能够带给那个以撒里面足够的平安。
So Isaac had to make the covenant with Philistine himself.
所以呢，以撒呢，他必须要自己跟腓利斯人的那个立约。
Are you sure that you are saved?
你有把握你是得救的吗
？You need to discover that.Yourself.
你必须呢自己来发掘。
It's not enough for Sunday school teachers, for parents, for other people, or when you read Martin Luther's books that says justification by faith.
不光仅仅说你在主日学的时候，老师告诉你，在父母告诉你，或者甚至那个马丁路德告诉你，我们是因信称义的。
That's not enough.
这个还不够。
You need to discover from Word of God.
你必须呢从神的话语里面呢再找到。
God made peace with you.
神呢与你立了平安的约。
Blood of Jesus is shed for you.
主的血呢为了你而流的。
We all need to discover the covenant ourselves.
我们呢都必须自己来发掘这个约。
Otherwise, you'll never have a peace in your heart.
否则呢你在你心里永远不会有那个平安的。
And you have to discover that God's love for us, for you.
你必须呢自己的发觉呢神对我们的爱。
It's not enough for other people to tell us how God loves us.
当别人告诉你说神是如何的爱我们的时候，那还不够。
You have to find out yourself how God loves us.
你必须你自己呢发觉呢神是怎么样的爱呢
So after this covenant.
所以在这些立约之后呢
，Isaac has true sense of peace in his heart.
所以以上呢，在他里头啊，真是有了真实的平安在里头。
Finally, I have a place here in God's promise.
这终于呢，我在神的那个应许底下呢，我在这里呢。
I can stay here.
我可以留在这里。
So if you look at Isaac's life and Abraham's life,
如果我们看亚伯拉罕的一生呢, 或者是以撒的一生呢,
they are making tents all over the place. And they move around because that's not there. They don't have a land in that place.
他们呢在各处呢支搭帐篷，从这里移到那里，因为他们在那里也没有一块属于自己的地。
But the last place Abraham stayed and Isaac stayed is Beersheba.
但是呢，亚伯拉罕跟以撒呢，他们所最后的那个停留的地方呢，都是别示巴。
And there's a reason for that.
这里有一个原因的。
Because in the Beersheba, they made covenant with the Philistines. They have a peace.
因为呢，在别示巴呢，他们与腓力斯人立约，在那里呢，他们有平安。
They are guaranteed they have a peace.
在那里他们保证了他们有平安呢。
Is that peace what you're looking for?
这是不是你所要寻找的平安呢？
If you want to find peace, you need to find it in Jesus.
如果你要找到平安的话呢？ 要在基督里面找到平安。
And you can find from the God's word yourself.
必须呢，你自己在神的话语里面呢找到这个平安。
That Jesus died for you and he was resurrected for you.
是因为耶稣呢，为了你而死，为了你而复活。
And if you find out yourself,
如果你自己找到的话，
communion become a place that very special to you.
哦，那个波饼呢，对你来讲就非常的特别了。
Breaking bread. It's a place that you want to be, no matter what.
那个波比呢，是不管在任何情况底下，你都是巴不得在里头的。
You want to be there, thank him, praise him, meditate his love to you.
巴不得在那里，能够在那里感谢他，那个赞美他，把一切的荣耀归给他。
Thank God that give us this time that we can share the life of Isaac.
感谢主呢，神把这段时间里面，让我们一同来交通以撒的一生。
It's not about Isaac himself.
不是光只是以撒他自己而已。
God wrote the scriptures for us.
神呢把这些话写下来是为了我们的。
For each one of us.
是为了我们每一个人的。
Especially second generation.
特别呢，我们是第二代的人。
That we may have a first-hand knowledge of the Lord.
所以呢，我们能够对的是主呢有第一手的经历。
And that we can get encouraged.
我们你都能够得到鼓励。
Even though all the people go down to Egypt.
虽然呢，所有的人呢，他们都下到埃及去了。But
we who receive revelation commandments from the Lord, we have to stay put.
当我们看见那个神的启示，看见我们接受神的那个话语的时候呢，我们必须留在那里。And
we'll face opposition.
我们可能会面对了许多的反对。And
we have to endure sufferings, difficulties.
怎么可能呢？要忍受呢许多的难处。But
God is always there with us.
但是呢，神呢总是在那里跟我们同在。Look
back from this Israel.
从我们往后在以色列往后看。
The Lord has been with us all the time.
神呢一直与我们同在。
And Lord will encourage us.
神呢他要鼓励我们。
And we can find peace in His will.
我们在他的那个旨意里头，我们找到平安。
Let's bow and have a word.
我们今天祷告，有低头有点祷告。
Father, we ask you to bless your own word.
父啊，我们求你自己祝福你自己的话。
Take away what is not supposed to be said.
挪去一切不该想的。
And keep in our heart what is from you.
把在我们心里头存下一些从你来的话。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.